In this episode, Kimberly Lucas shares her incredible experience starting as a dental assistant and transitioning to roles in management, coaching, and marketing. Her passion for helping dental practices thrive is evident in every word she shares. From learning from industry leaders to implementing innovative techniques, Kimberly's story is a testament to the power and growth and development in the dental field. Tune in and discover the impact of her work as a business coach and how it has revolutionized dental practices. Stay tuned for more enriching conversations in our upcoming episodes. Welcome to Dental Dialogue, the podcast where private practice dentists emerge and excel. Join me, business coach Kimberly Lucas, and my co-host, Dr. Dawn Durbin. We uncover the secrets to running a thriving dental practice with low-stress days and excellence across three pillars: practice, patients, and peace. Your journey to dental practice success starts here on Dental Dialogue. Welcome to this episode. I am Dr. Dawn Durbin, and I am here with Kimberly Lucas, my partner and business coach. Kimberly is going to tell us a little bit about herself as an introduction, and take it away, Kimberly.
Well, thank you. So my career in dentistry started when I was just a kid. I was only 16 years old, a junior in high school. I was in an office lab class. So we worked in a mock office for 2 hours during my school day.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun. But because I was part of that program, it made me eligible for a co-op program. So a co-op program is where I can get a job and earn high school credits working in a job.
Nice.
So the director had some interviews set up for me, and one of them was in a dental office. So I went to this interview expecting to answer questions about office work. And Dr. Erdman started asking me clinical questions.
Uh-oh.
Do I know how to take x-rays? Do I know how to mix impression materials or take impressions? And I'm saying, no, no, no. Finally, I looked at him and I said, Dr. Erdman, the only thing I know about dentistry is I go once every 6 months and I usually have a cavity. And he laughed and he asked if I wanted to learn. So I said, yeah, I mean, why not? So I started working there, and I worked in the front as well as the back. But that's where my training started. And I learned everything that I needed to be a dental assistant. And I had really great people that I worked with. They were great mentors, great teachers. They really taught me the important things about being a dental assistant. And I developed my skills. After I graduated high school, I got another job in a dental office. I was qualified to be a dental assistant. And that office was a multi-doctor office, multi-specialty. So I really got a broad view of dentistry and the different specialties. There was an endodontist that I worked with, an oral surgeon, of course, a general practice, and an orthodontist. At one point in my career, I actually worked with a periodontist as well. I've always held more than one job, most always. So I worked as a temp dental assistant as well. So I really had a broad range of offices and practices, and it was a great experience for me. I was there for a few years, I think. I was in charge of like all the lab work, and I was making custom trays and, you know, doing all of that. And I was in charge of inventory. But I wanted something else. I wanted to learn more. So a position opened up for the front office, and I asked if I could move to the front. And I was told no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like, no. And they said, no, you're a good assistant, and we don't want to lose you as an assistant.
Thought, so then what happened?
Well, that wasn't good enough for me. So I went out and I got another job, and I worked a couple different offices for the front. And there was one area that I just was not comfortable with, and that was collections. I hated collections. And during that time, because previously patients were used to send me a bill. They'd walk out the door, send me a bill.
Yikes.
And that's the way the profession operated. Well, it was during that time that the profession was making a change in that structure. So I had to learn how to overcome those obstacles that patients were putting in front of me. And I attended a Linda Miles seminar, and that totally changed.
She is pretty motivating. That's amazing.
She is. And the other thing about her is she helps you look at it from a different perspective.
Yes.
You know, and that's all I needed. Right. I just needed that shift in perception. Mm-hmm. And I became good at collections. But I can remember sitting in that seminar and looking up at her and thinking, I want to be Linda Miles. That's what I want to do. Not necessarily the speaking part, because that kind of petrified me, but helping people just be better, more comfortable in their positions. And funny how, you know, hindsight is 20/20. I can look back now and identify that time in my life that a shift happened, you know? So everything from that point forward, I feel like prepared me for doing that. after I had been in those other offices and developed my skills in the front, the office that I was an assistant at had a ad in the paper for a front office position. So I called them and I said, hey, can I have an interview? And they said, oh, okay. So I went in. I mean, it was like starting over. You know, I went in, sat down, had an interview, and they hired me. And I was there for several years after that. I took their collections from like 76% when I went in up to 98%.
Nice.
And it was fun. It was such a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. And I thrive on that. I thrive on challenge, change somewhat. We all have our comfort zone.
Right.
But for the most part, that's what I thrive on. And I needed a change in my life. I had gone through a divorce and I was living in Michigan, and my parents were talking about moving to Arizona. So I thought, sunny all the time, warm weather.
Right.
Why not? So I started looking for a job in Arizona. And this is before we had internet. So I had to buy the newspaper, go through the want ads, and reply to these ads. So before I left Michigan, I had two job offers. I went to the first job. I was there one day, and I knew this is not a match for me. I need out of here quick.
Right.
So I went to the other one, and I'm so thankful that it happened that way, because I learned so much working with her. She was a great dentist, and she was also, she had the philosophy of less is more. So she really tried to treat one patient at a time. She loved Tony Robbins. So I had that exposure. I was able to go to Tony Robbins seminars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was awesome. The fire walk. I did the fire walk.
Oh, my goodness. You'll have to tell us about that sometime.
But anyway, she also worked with a coach. And so that was my first experience working with a coach.
How did you feel about that?
Well, it was really uncomfortable. There were times that I just dreaded my phone call with her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after I'd get off the phone with her, I felt so much better. More confidence, you know, more direction. I felt clear about my path. And so it helped me not only professionally, but personally. I mean, when you have principles that you're exposed to, they work anywhere. Mm. They work in your professional life. They work in your personal life. So I've been really fortunate over the years to have those opportunities to work with people that really want to invest in their team.
Yes.
You know?
So this was in Arizona.
This was in Arizona.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was her office manager. That's what she had hired me for. I did a lot of other things, though, in the office. This was back in the 90s, so welcome wagon was a thing. I don't know if you ever remember that or know about that. But so that was the program where people that moved into the neighborhood would, this company would get advertising from local businesses, put together a little basket.
Right.
And, you know, promotional things were in there, and they would actually take it to the new homeowner. And so I had a program where I would follow up on those. You know, we'd find out who our basket was given to, and I would call and schedule new patient appointments.
Oh, nice.
So kind of a marketing thing I was doing. We also implemented assisted hygiene in the practice. So I supported that. And that was another great experience. Just broadened my horizon. I was working as a cocktail waitress when I ran into a dentist that was also working with the coach that we were working with. So I knew him from, you know, retreats and things like that. And he knew that we were doing assisted hygiene in that practice. And he wanted to hire someone to coordinate that, to implement that in his practice. So I had the opportunity to do that. And that was really fun. I worked with his hygienist and we developed treatment protocol for patients. I started as an assistant. So I started the whole program. I worked as the assistant and we got our routine down. And then I hired another hygienist. And about that time, I was pregnant. And I had some complications, so I was put on bed rest for 3 months. And when I was ready to return to the workforce, I didn't have a job there. I didn't have a job. And the Schuster Center was hiring at the time. So I went for the interview. I was hired as a support facilitator. So for those of you that don't know, Dr. Durbin talked a little bit about her experience with the Schuster Center. It's a business school for dentists, and they have many offerings, I think even more now, but they had a management program. So I was the support facilitator. I worked with the dentists that came into the program. I helped them work through their syllabus, gave them feedback on policies and systems that they developed.
Taught my class.
I did. I was also, eventually I ended up moving into a faculty member position. So I was teaching classes, helping to build curriculum. I actually did a lot of things there.
Coaching.
That was part of my support facilitator. Mm-hmm. I coached dentists, so they would track their monthly statistics. And
I'm familiar with that.
Yes. So you would turn them in every month. we would generate a report from that and then help you manage your practice based on your numbers.
So the most interesting thing about that to me was that the numbers tell you something about your practice. The numbers are the reflection of what is going on in the practice. And it was amazing to me how much I learned about my practice just from the numbers through coaching.
Absolutely. There's so much to learn. If you're aware, if you're not aware, you can't. Mm-hmm. But so yes, I coached students. You know, sometimes it was just a phone call just to let them vent. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. it was teaching, you know, giving them suggestions and ideas to help them get unstuck, mm-hmm. To help them develop the practice that they wanted. In that way, the Schuster Center is more customized because the structure is there. But what that office looks like and feels like, operates like, is individual to the dentist. So that is what really lights my fire, helping people grow and develop. Essentially, that's what I was doing. And that's where I get my satisfaction is from.
And you're really good at it.
Thank you. But also at the Schuster Center, there was a mastery program. The dentists that enrolled in that, one of the pieces of that was they experienced a comprehensive new patient appointment with Dr. Schuster. So I assisted him in those. And it wasn't because I raised my hand and said, oh, I want to assist you. No, it was, I had to take one for the team because nobody else wanted that job. Everybody was a little intimidated by that.
I can imagine. So do you mean that the dentist would come in for a clinical new patient experience?
Yes.
Okay.
At the Schuster Center. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you ever see he had an office set up.
I was never in the office. I've seen pictures and video, but okay. I was never in the office.
So, so he did have a couple chairs in the center.
Yes.
In the facility. So I assisted him. I also developed like breakout sessions for our alumni conferences and things like that. One of them that I did was on team performance reviews and compensation reviews, something that every single dentist I've ever talked to hates those.
Right.
So I taught a course on that, and that ended up going into the team building part of the management program. So I had a lot of fun and a lot of creativity working there. It was one of the best experiences of my career. And the thing that I loved so much was the culture, the value system. It just fit with me. I believe if you're not growing and developing, you're dying.
Well, you better be on your game working for Dr. Schuster. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and he's so brilliant. And it's not because he came up with stuff on his own. It's because he's had a lot of mentors and he reads like crazy. And you know, because you are in the management program, there's required reading of all of our doctors. So I had to read all that stuff too, you know? So it's a learning organization.
Yeah.
And again, I thrive in that kind of environment. And I was exposed not only to the greatest minds in dentistry, but in psychology, business development, finance, sales and marketing, and even philosophy. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely love my work that I did there. I had a change in my personal life that led me to a move out of state. I didn't want to give up my work with the Schuster Center, though.
Oh, this is the good part for me.
Because I absolutely loved like I said, the environment, the core values. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to give that up. So one day we were in a meeting and the sales analysts were complaining that they don't have time to promote seminars and set up consultations, you know, from lead generations. And so I thought, I see an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. And I made a proposal to Dr. Schuster that I develop a marketing program from my home in Indiana to promote his workshops and seminars and take the lead generation calls and turn those into sales for the analysts. So he looked over the proposal, agreed it was a good idea, and he wasn't sure I had the skills. So he sent me to the Sandler Sales Institute in Scottsdale, Arizona, mm-hmm. and they did an assessment, found out, I'm good at sales. So they helped me. I went through some training. They helped me set up targets for, you know, all of the marketing stuff. And I did that for a couple of years until I became pregnant with my third child. Mm-hmm. At that point, I had someone working with me. So she took over and I retired. So I thought. So fast forward 8 years, I wake up and I'm going through a divorce and have to start over. Mm-hmm. So, and I literally started over.
Yes, you did.
I started working in a dental practice in the back as an assistant. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not certified, right?
Right.
Because I've been out of dentistry out of a dental practice at that point for more years than I want to count. So I went back in and dentistry has just always been in my blood. I love dentistry, but I hated the practice I was in. The very first day that I was there, I knew this is not going to be good. They have a lot of staff turnover. And sure enough, I had it pegged right from the get-go. So about that time is when I came into your office and told you what was going on. Mm-hmm. I told you about all the changes in my life.
Yes.
And you offered me a position working with you as your business coach.
Yes.
And like I said, that was in 2014 mm-hmm. that I started working with you in that capacity.
Right.
And we've grown, both of us, I think.
Yes.
In that time. And I find such satisfaction in helping you and your team grow and develop. Like, I think that's what really, that's where my passion lies, is in helping people grow and develop skills and turn that into even more.
The fun part about that is because we track all of our numbers, I could see immediately that you were helping make a difference in my practice. And it's amazing to me the little things you find even when you're there 2 days a month. Mm-hmm. And yes, so it's been amazing the changes that you have helped me make, which together we have grown and evolved over the years. And you're just really, really good at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it helps have a smoother day, a more oiled team.
Well, and I think the whole team, you said it, the whole team is on board. The whole team finds value mm-hmm. in not only what I do, but what they're doing.
Yes.
And that makes such a difference in the delivery of dentistry. And I think ultimately, that's my goal, is to get better dentistry out there. And
that's
I know that that can happen when the doctor has control of time and money in his practice and has a happy team. Those all contribute to the success of a dental practice. Mm-hmm. And I love being a part of that.
as I've said, you're really, really good at it. Effective. I mean, it's amazing what we've been able to do together. I'm so thankful for you.
Well, and the funny part is you were exposed to the same education, right? But having someone hold you accountable.
Yes, ma'am.
And remind you time to time, from time to time, what is it that you said you wanted?
Yep.
Okay, let's look at how this structure is going to get that.
Yep.
It's not.
It's not.
So let's look at it again.
Exactly.
And that's what I have. That's what I just, it's so much fun for me. And then the gratification comes when people on your team say, hey, Kimberly, remember when I kicked and screamed about making this change that you wanted? I'm so thankful that you did it. You know, that's when it's like, yes, I did my job.
Yes.
So I want to help more people. And that's our goal with this podcast and the other things that we have planned.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome. And we hope you will join us again for our future episodes. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Dental Dialogue. I'm Dr. Dawn Durbin with Kimberly Lucas, and it's been our pleasure to share insights and strategies for your dental practice's growth and success. If today's discussion sparked ideas or inspired action, we invite you to connect with us. Subscribe, leave a review, and visit our website for more resources. Join us next time for more dialogue that empower you to emerge and excel. Until then, remember, transforming your practice is within reach.